Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 11th. Grains overnight, corn was down steady at 530 and a half. Wheat was up 3 3/4 cents at 737 and 3/4. And beans were up a penny and a quarter at 1244 and a half. The dollar's up 12 ticks here to start the week. In my opinion, the dollar's too high to really encourage exports. But the big news this week will be the supply and demand report and the crop production numbers. Crop production, they're looking for a decrease of 0.4 of a bushel on the corn yield to 175.9, an increase of 0.5 bushel on the beans to 51.6. The stocks, 1.421 billion on the corn, that's up 13 million from last month. The beans up 289, up to 289. That's up from 185, so it's 104 million increase. And the wheat down 34 million to 581. So the wheat could be a little friendly, beans a little bearish, corn a little bit friendly out here. But it kind of depends on what they're going to do with the demand numbers, particularly on corn, feed and residual. Are they going to increase or decrease that? Most people think there could be a decrease in feed, decrease in exports, and that could raise the carryouts out a little higher. If that happens with the funds long 250,000 contracts and really pretty good weather to finish up out here, we don't see any real problems, and I think the funds will be in serious trouble on a bearish report. The beans on a bearish report, will the Chinese step up and buy a good break? I would think so. If they don't, this market's in serious trouble as well. The wheat should be a little bit of a friendly report out here. Funds are near even. So either way they want to go, they can push this thing significantly. But, we've also got to keep an eye on the crude oil. Crude oil is up $1.72. The talk is that the Chinese energy crisis is getting worse and they're going to need more energy out here, driving up world prices. Bitcoin is up $2,300 a coin, pushing to all-time highs. I think the high there was $61,000. We're at $58,000 right now. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. We'll see crop production tonight, or crop progress tonight. I think it'll show certainly improvements in corn and bean harvest out here, but I don't think it'll be as big of an increase as we've seen in the last couple of weeks. I think we've slowed it down a little bit, but I still think we're going to be well above the five-year averages out here. And we don't see any real major threats to harvest in the next week to 10 days. I think I mentioned that Brazil weather looks great. Argentina's still a little bit dry. Australia's had some good rains in the east, which is the main wheat growing areas. So we don't really see too many problems worldwide out here, with the real exception maybe being Argentina. So we'll have to see what the reports are on Tuesday, crop progress tonight. And that should, after 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, that should set the table for what we're going to look for the rest of the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.